And here we are back for hour number two of the big show today, Tuesday, April the 14th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you, and we want to thank Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler for being on in hour number one, and the amazing Kreskin for making another visit with us since his visit on March the 16th. Certainly a lot has changed since then, prediction-wise, and it's interesting. Because Kreskin, who is a world-famous mentalist, appeared on Johnny Carson and David Letterman and Sally Jesse Raphael and a multitude of shows, came on this morning and said, hey, you know, I was wrong about what I said back on March 16th, and things have changed a little bit. So I find that very, very interesting. Now we're going to switch gears here this morning and pay a visit during this COVID-19 pandemic with the mayor of the city of Marion. We've been doing this for the last few weeks, and it really is a help for a lot of people. Every Tuesday we visit with him to see what's going on with the city and what the feeling is, and if there's any information that needs to be relayed to you, the listening audience. It's always a pleasure to be joined by the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. We're all good. Hopefully moving in the right direction.
Yes.
Mayor, what have you made of the last week? We've seen the governor for the first time take a break in press conferences over the weekend. The curve doesn't seem to be as high as we thought it was going to be. What's the feeling now?
So, Scott, I think this is a very crucial time for all of us here in Ohio and the Marion community. As we watch this virus across the country. And I think each one of us here in Marion and in the state needs to ask ourselves, are we doing everything that we've been asked to do, and is there more that we can do? We're about 3 weeks into this, and if you look at that kind of that magical date of May 1st, we have just less than 3 weeks to go in this process. And so, to me, that kind of tells us we're coming out of halftime. We're coming out of the Easter weekend, and that was halftime. So we need to hang in there as a community, as a state, and as a country, and make sure that we are doing everything that we can, because we're not just protecting ourselves. We're protecting our family, our friends, our neighbors, and our coworkers, and we are seeing those good signs on the evening news. We are seeing good signs in the press briefing by the governor and Dr. Acton. So that tells us what we have done for the past 3 weeks is actually beginning to work. But if we get laxed here in the next 3 weeks, we could see that spike upward again, and that's something that we don't want to do. I think there's been a lot of talk about when do we reopen the country. I don't know exactly what reopening the country looks like. It's not flipping a switch and turning the close sign to open, but it's a slow transition into opening and getting certain businesses open and easing our way into it. And that's just my read on it. I don't have any inside information. But I just want to tell Marion that you've done a great job and keep on doing it. And again, ask yourself, what more can I do? Marionites have always been supportive of the first responders, police and fire. They have always supported veterans and military personnel. Now we're seeing extraordinary support for the medical community, doctors, nurses, and the support staff that make all this happen that we're living under right now. but sometimes I think we forget about another profession out there that is going through a particularly challenging time because of COVID-19, and that's our corrections officers and the support staff at our local prisons. If you've watched the news, and I know you do, Scott, and I know your listeners are well informed, there are some challenges out at MCI right now, the Marion Correctional Institution. So I just want to give them a shout out. We're thinking about them. And there is somebody listening right now on your show that knows a corrections officer or a support staff that works at MCI and NCCI out there. So make sure that you're giving them the support, just like we are doctors and nurses and first responders.
Mayor, that's very interesting. Again, we had Tracy Kinsler on this morning, and the current count is 42 prisoners currently have this at MCI. That is making up a large number, almost 50% of the cases that we have in Marion County as a total. What are people saying to you when you talk to them about this tremendous number?
Well, obviously, I think most Marionites are concerned about that being half of our numbers here in Marion County. They're concerned about the employees, primarily, not exclusively, but primarily out there, because it's those employees that can carry that virus out of those institutions and back into our community. So again, that's why I say we're at a very crucial time here in Marion County because of what is taking place at those correction facilities up on Marion Williamsport Road. And again, it's not that they're not concerned about the inmates, but they are more concerned about their family members and friends and neighbors that work at those institutions. Those folks, they protect us 24/7, 365, and we often don't think about the yeoman work that they do out there at the correction facilities here in Marion, Ohio.
Mm. Mayor, we just came off Easter weekend and Good Friday, as you had said. Certainly a little different weekend than it normally has been in the past. As you looked at it, being here in Marion, do you think we handled that right? Did we stay far enough away from family? Did we avoid the big gatherings? Did we stay out of the grocery store buying the hams and the food that you saw?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Scott. We really won't be able to answer that question on how well we did for about 14 days after the fact. And that's why the next 3 weeks are so crucially important in keeping that curve down and heading in that downward slope to a point of total recovery for our community and our state. You know, I haven't gotten any reports myself that there were large gatherings on Easter Sunday morning. I think it was very challenging. I know a lot of folks and a lot of families, including my own, we all have our traditions on Easter Sunday, and we gather as families, and we go to church, and we didn't have the opportunity to do that this year, and we kind of celebrated and the holiday in our own ways. You know, I know, for example, I've got two young nieces. My brother and his wife have two daughters that are I think in first and second grade, or kindergarten and first, I never remember. That's terrible. But we've always colored Easter eggs with them, with my daughters, who are now teenagers. So, you know, we did that by FaceTime. Is that what they call it?
The technology, yes.
I'm terrible, Scott. We Zoomed our council meeting last night, and there were a couple glitches, but boy, did it go a lot better than the first one we did. But anyhow, so we all did things different to celebrate Easter and what the true meaning of Easter is. Again, I just think that we need to ask ourselves, what more can we do? Are we doing enough if we want to get back to some normalcy by mid-May and then hopefully back to full-blown normal in June, when it's going to be summertime?
Right now, when you travel the city, is this what it should look like traffic-wise? And that's a hard question because we've never been through this before, but is this the right amount of traffic? Is this what it should look like during a pandemic as far as people out?
You know, there are some days when I'm out checking something out from a phone call that I've received here at the office, or I drove around a little bit Saturday morning. I know Bungie had a grain fire going on, and I drove around Bungie, and I saw the plant manager, Scott. He was standing out there talking to the crew that's going to apply nitrogen to the grain fire inside the silo, and we kept our social distance, and you know, there's not much we can do to help them out right now. But I said, look, if there's something you need, you know, call me. And so sometimes I think yes, and sometimes I think the traffic is a little bit higher than what it might or should be. But then I have to look at my watch and say, okay, is Whirlpool getting off shift right now? You know, what's going on causing this traffic? Most people tend to hit the grocery store or hit a drive-through for dinner or something of that nature right around, you know, that time. So it's really hard to say whether the traffic should be less than it is under the circumstances. And there are times that I am out there where I'm like, wow, there's nobody out here. And that's good, too. So you want some life in your community during this crisis. You just want to make sure that everybody is out for the right reason and that they're practicing everything that we have been taught to do over the past 3 or 4 weeks.
We've partially talked about this in this interview. We all are hearing May 1st now. That has become a big date for people. It's a first of the month. Do you think there is a little bit of a fear right now that the longer this goes, the more comfortable people become with it? I mean, I saw toilet paper in the store yesterday, so things must be a little more comfortable than they were.
Well, I don't know how you totally get comfortable with the situation that we've all been living under. I think I don't know if May 1st is that magical date. Like I said, I don't think it's a. I think it's more of a soft opening, if that's a terminology that can be used. Certain businesses that maybe have been closed will start to open. I don't think we're going to see crowds dining inside our restaurant on Friday the May 1st, but I think we'll see a soft opening and more people will start to venture out. I don't think we're going to see the large gatherings maybe for the entire month of May. You know, we've talked about Third Thursday. The first Third Thursday is May, I think I saw it, May 21st. You know, I'm really concerned about the first Third Thursday. May 21st is, you know, 20 days after we're supposed to open up May 1st. I'm concerned about that, and I don't want to see large gatherings through the month of May. So that would not be the kind of opening that I would envision. But again, I defer to the medical professionals, Dr. Acton, the public health officials here in Marion. Have done a great job of advising the right people. Sarah at EMA. I know both the Chief Collins and Chief Deem are on multiple conference calls with Dr. Gingrich and Sarah and Tracy and other fire chiefs. And I know that Sheriff Bailey is on those calls. So, you know, that's kind of way I look at things right now. Maybe a soft opening that begins the weekend of May 1st, and then you see a little bit more and a little bit more, and then we can watch that curve and see, are we still staying down, or was there a spike about that time coming out of the Easter holiday?
Mayor, being that you're a former teacher, here we are, the class of 2020 is concerned about not having a graduation or a prom, which this would be prom season coming up. Do you think it's likely that we will go back to school this year?
Well, again, Scott, I don't want your listeners to think I have any particular insight to it just because my wife teaches for the city schools. I do not. I don't know that that would be a good idea to do at this stage of the game. Again, I think once we get into that first full week of May, maybe the second week of May, they can talk about possibly restoring some things. But if you bring everybody together for a prom or a graduation, those are the mass gatherings that I suspect that they will not want us to do even through the month of May until we see what the curve does. It's hard. I've got a senior in my house right now. So she's kind of refocused her attention not on prom, not on graduation, but on that first day of college is what she's looking forward to now. And where does she apply for a summer job when you're sequestered at home? How do you go out and get that good summer job right now? Because there's a lot of people that are going to be going back to work and looking for work when we do come out of this, and that's going to be a challenge for young graduating seniors to go out and find that summer job to help support their way through college, like I want my daughter to do. So it's not just my daughter. There are lots of sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters out there that are challenged with this. But I tell my oldest daughter, I said, look, your health is more important than walking down the aisle and picking up your diploma. And you have to put it into perspective, even though it's challenging and they'll never have that memory, or they will likely not have that memory. I'm not going to say they definitely will not. She got an email, I think, the other day, said that you can pick up your cap and gown at Harding High School, and they've given very specific instructions on how you pick up the cap and gown. And I said to my wife, I'm like, what do we need a cap and gown for? And she said, well, we're going to take pictures of her in it. I said, okay.
Mayor, very quickly before we let you go, you said there was a city council meeting last night by Zoom, and things are constantly changing. What do we need to know about what's going on in the city right now, or what do the residents need to know about what they're doing?
So we've really tried to keep the agenda items on city council to a minimum and only bring forward the things that are absolutely time-sensitive and necessary. Last night on council, we only had two items. One was an appropriation for a grant that the courts got for computer hardware, I believe it was. So laptops and a printer and a video camera for the judge to do more of her work via online video. So that was a Supreme Court grant that we had to take action on. And then Chief Collins asked that some money in his budget be fully appropriated for his use. I did talk to the police chief and fire chief last week and asked them how their budgets are doing, and they both looked at me and said, you know, with what we've all been through, the budgets are looking really good at this time of year. They did say that their supply line items are running low. That's to be expected because everybody's trying to stock up on certain types of supplies, whether it's masks or gloves or hand sanitizers or wipes, you know, those types of things. But they both indicated that when we get out of this, they're going to be able to do some transfers within their budgets, and they think their budgets are looking pretty good right now. And that's kind of what I'm seeing and hearing from other departments. A lot of folks think that this is going to be an economic hardship on local government. At this point, right now, today, Scott Spears, it doesn't appear to be, but we will watch it very carefully as we move down the road. As you know, we've already talked, municipal income tax and state and federal income tax are not due until, what did we say, July 15?
I believe so.
Sorry about that. I should make myself a note next time we talk. So that'll be a real indicator at that point in time of the municipal income tax that comes in. So we are monitoring it. We're watching it. We're being very careful. We're writing down everything in relation to the virus extra expenses by the city incurred because of the virus, because we know that a lot of that is going to be reimbursable by the federal government. I had the opportunity to talk to Sherrod Brown, who I've known for, oh my goodness, 30 years now, when I worked for him in 1990. So Sherrod and I had a very good conversation yesterday on how Marion is doing. He wanted to know specifically, how's Marion doing? How are you handling things? We talked about how we segregated a COVID ambulance just for that purpose. There's an extra cost not anticipated, but it's a cost that the fire department's budget can handle right now. But hopefully that'll be a reimbursable expense as we begin to come out of this. But, you know, Sherrod said that he is working very hard at the federal level to ensure that expenses like that are covered for local governments across the state of Ohio and, well, really, frankly, across the country.
Mm. Mayor, it's always interesting to catch up, especially during these very interesting times. I look forward to next Tuesday. Stay safe, and we will talk again in 7 days.
Thank you very much, and to all your listeners, stay healthy. Hang in there. We're going to get through this.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mayor Scott Schertzer, Mayor of the City of Marion, who we check in with every Tuesday at 9:15. And it's interesting to get that perspective, because that is an interesting perspective that I think we have to have as residents of Marion about what is going on, how it is going on, and what does everybody think? How are we all going to, what should we say? How are we all going to acclimate ourselves back to life as this thing kind of wraps up? Now, it is 36 minutes, coming up on 37 minutes past the hour. Now, for the next 23 minutes that remain in this program today, it's just me this morning. So, I do want to let you know that hopefully we got some information out this morning. Tracy Kinsler, the Marion Public Health Commissioner, Mayor Schertzer, the amazing Kreskin. So hopefully information is in your pocket now for the rest of the day. I do want to remind everybody that the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on from 5:10 until 6 p.m. So that is stuff that is coming up here on WWGH in the next 24 hours, plus a whole lot of other good programming you don't want to miss. Here's a story I want to tell. All right, story time. Here we go. There is a lady, really since we moved to this building, there's a lady who works downstairs in the business that's downstairs, Ohio Health. And every morning I walk into the building and I walk over to the elevator, and this woman, she's there bright and early every morning, and she sits behind kind of the receptionist desk down at Ohio Health. And I really have no idea who she is. I have never walked in and met her. You know, this is maybe, even before social distancing, I never did it. But one day we just got into the habit, she would wave, and I would wave back to her just in that 1 minute as I would be hitting the elevator button, waiting for the elevator to come down. I would see her through the glass doors, and usually there were no patients in Ohio Health at that time of the morning. So I would wave at her and she would wave back, and we do this every morning and never have spoken. And we've been doing this for quite a while now, because we've been at this location for quite a while now. So yesterday I happened to see this. I was out yesterday at a store doing some shopping, and I happened to see this woman in the store, and I've never seen her in public in Marion before. So what happened was, she walked up to me and said hello, and she knew my name, which is, I don't know her name, and I felt bad about that, but she knew who I was, and we had a nice little conversation, and she said, how you doing? Staying busy? It was a very cordial conversation. First conversation this woman and I have ever had. And this morning, when I came in the building, as I do every morning, I stopped at the elevator, and I turned to her, and there she was behind the receptionist desk, and I waved to her, and she mouthed, because she's behind a door, I can't really, you know, hear what she's saying. But what she mouthed was, "Good morning, Scott." So now, myself and this woman, we're not on a first-name basis because, sadly, I don't know her name. I'm going to have to learn her name. I'm just going to have to go in one morning. I should have done it yesterday when I saw her. But now every morning when I walk into the building, I wave at her. She says, "Good morning, Scott," mouths it, and I get on the elevator and come up here. Now, the reason I tell you this story is not to bore you to death, but the reason I tell you this story is because this is kindness that we... Oh, were you hiding out? What were you doing? Out there texting? No, wait. Oh, look at you. Well, sit down for a minute. You got a minute? Well, look at you. Now, see, people have no idea what I'm talking about who are listening at home. No. I see you're typing here, and I did not realize. Yeah, sit there behind the open, or the orange one.
I don't have to talk.
Too late. You already did. Oh. The microphone's on.
Great, thanks.
Well, look at you. This is warm apple butter.
Yeah? Hot off the press.
Homemade apple butter.
Yep.
You're not dummying this up. This didn't come from the store, right?
No, I promise. I did it. I started it last night late because I had to cook for 12 hours. So then I got off the phone this morning and finished it.
And you made English muffins.
I didn't make those.
I know you. I'm guessing you didn't make the English muffins, but you brought English muffins.
That's what you said you wanted it on, English muffins.
I do, but sometimes you come off like all hard and nasty. Like, I'm not going to do anything for you. And then here you are with English muffins and warm homemade apple butter.
You make me sound that way. I'm not that way.
No, sometimes you are that way.
No, you make me sound all hard and nasty, and I'm really not.
Well, no, but this is such a nice surprise that you would do this, because English muffins, I haven't had an English muffin in I don't know how long.
Well, I don't know. You said that you like the light apple butter, though, and I couldn't make it light.
Well, it doesn't look bad.
No, it looks good, but I don't know if it's good or not. I didn't try it.
I would try it, but do I have to dip my finger in it
or something? There's a knife in there if you look.
There's a knife in
it's
here?
It's not as if I didn't come fully prepared.
Oh, I didn't know you came fully. We'll talk for a second so I can do this. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
During the pandemic. You listened to the mayor. What did you make of the mayor?
He's very informative. I mean, you know, I always try to tune in when he's on there, when the health commissioner's on there. They have good information. Am I supposed to still keep talking?
I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to eat.
I don't know. I think the most thing in my house, we're hinging on, like, if school's going to go back. You know, that's kind of the main topic with the kids at my house. How long are we going to have to stay home? They're all itching to get out, but they like the homeschool thing so far.
Now, are you teaching them?
The little one. I mean, his teacher is awesome. They're doing, like, she does online videos that they watch, and for each of their subjects, it's great. So we've had a lot of support that way. My older ones are good about just kind of doing what they have to do. They get their assignments online, so they have their everything ready. I don't have to do much with them, which is good, because I'm not sure I could teach high school anything at this point. As far as, like, you know.
Boy, that's ironic.
Algebra 2. Well, I can do some things with high school. I couldn't teach an entire, say, Algebra 2 topic, I don't think.
Ooh, this smells good.
Does
I just
it?
Got the lid off, folks.
Okay,
I just
good.
Popped the lid off. It's warm. So this came off the press this morning.
I literally just finished it. Yes.
Now, see, you sent me a picture last night. Now, see, this is the true you. Okay, this is the true you. You sent me a picture last night, and it's a picture. I mean, I can't really make out what it is.
What did you think I was making?
I had forgot that you said you were making apple butter. So you...
How did you forget this? Do you listen to anything that I say?
What'd you say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, you sent me this picture of, like, a pot with a bunch of squares in it, which, you know, that doesn't look like apple butter to me.
They have to be chopped up apples. You have to dice the apples.
Right, but if you'd sent me a picture of a jar like this, I would have been right on apple butter.
Mm-hmm.
But you sent me the picture of this, apple cubes.
So you have no idea how to make it, is what you're saying. You wouldn't know that they'd be cubed like that?
I wasn't sure they were apples, because it was just a picture. I really couldn't make out mm-hmm. what it was. All you said was, like, the house smells good, I think is what you said.
It does. Well, and I just need you. Michelle is texting me and telling me how nice that I am.
Is she?
She is.
Michelle.
So tell Scott you're nice, is what she says.
Listen, I'm not going to bring it up because I don't like to be praised for nice acts, but I did a nice act for Michelle yesterday, too.
I know.
You
I'm
saw
sure
that.
You did, yes.
Did you see
yes,
that?
It was very nice.
Did you listen?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I might have a surprise.
Michelle knew there were apples, by the way. She knew that she was looking at apples.
Oh, see, but it's easy to say that after you say. But no, here's the rest of that
because
story.
Because she knew I was making apple butter.
You send me this picture of, like, a collage of chunks is what it looked like for me.
In a crock pot.
In a crock pot. And all I said was, what's that?
Uh-huh.
That's all I said. Do you remember what your response was?
Apple butter, duh.
Apple butter, duh. Apple butter, duh.
Yes, yes.
See, that's not very nice. No. Oh, I just didn't know what it was.
It was apple butter.
What kind of apples did you use in this?
I used two different kinds of apples because they said to find the sweetest ones. I used Gala apples and Macintosh apples.
Oh, I like Macintosh.
Yes.
They Macintosh said to use are very good.
Two different, or they gave several different kinds, but said to use a mix of apples to make it the best. So I tried that. We'll see.
I'm going in, folks.
You're going in.
So
I'm
this
nervous.
Is this the first jar you, how many jars did you make?
I made that one, and then there is like a big one that I just had a jar of, and I put the rest in there. So it would probably be like three of those jars if I did it that way.
You know, this will be like the tiebreaker. I'm thinking about it now because...
Really?
Well, really, because the sausage, you know, that sausage biscuits and gravy thing was...
Delicious.
Just not my thing.
Right.
And then the blueberry dumplings were
right.
great.
Those were good. Okay.
Those were great.
Okay.
So this is the tiebreaker.
And I haven't tried it. I've smelled it.
You haven't tried this?
No. Mm-mm.
See, I'm a little worried because, you know, we have had little misunderstandings, let's put it that way. And I don't know if you've laced this with something. I mean, I might end up laying in the lobby later on.
I'll be out of here in just a minute.
That's right. I'll be dead and gone. Yeah. Did you hear my little story about kindness this morning?
I was listening. When did you
hear me and that? The lady downstairs I guess she's not really a lady. Me and the girl downstairs who wave every morning and have a nice little conversation.
No, I didn't hear it.
What were you doing? Texting?
No, I was reading.
Were you on your texter?
No, are you on your texter?
I'm not on my texter at all, right? I'm paying attention to you. I'm so impressed with you right now. You have no idea.
You are? Did you try it?
Are you having a stroke over there today? What is going on with you?
I'm reading just like when you read.
I'm not reading right now. I'm here. I'm trying to pay attention to you.
Because, eat it. Are you going to eat it?
I'm going to eat it. We have 13 minutes left. We're having
it's like building suspense.
It's building the suspense up. What I'm saying is I'm trying to talk about this because I'm so impressed because this does look like apple butter. And the fact that you made it and you allegedly have never made this before.
I've never made it before. I really haven't.
Well, I have to say allegedly because I've never been there. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't.
But, why would I say I hadn't? If I had like some great recipe, I'd be like, yes, I've made it before.
I'll tell you why I say allegedly.
Okay.
Because when we did the blueberry dumplings thing, which I was highly impressed with, you said the same thing. You said, I've never done this. So
I never done it.
Right, right. So you're saying the same thing here again. So I don't know. And these are two things that I like. You know, blueberry dumplings and apple butter. I've been mentioning apple butter for 6 months on this show.
You have you?
Yeah, you know I have.
Okay.
You don't know that. Do you like have a hearing issue or something? Do you just take in and out what's going on?
I'm waiting for you to try the apple butter. I'm a little anxious about it.
I've got it laid out here. I'm laid out on an English... I'm going to hit it at the 10-minute mark. And then I can tell you how either good or bad it is.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
I'd rather I be honest because I don't know. I didn't try it. I smelled it. It's like one of those things that was my house, like, and I smelled it for long enough. I didn't try it this morning.
So what's the... Do you normally have English muffins just laying around your house?
Sometimes.
Really? Do you like English muffins?
I do.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a spot of tea and some English muffins?
No. I don't have them sometimes with jelly.
Do you?
Yes. Why is that odd?
Oh, I'm just making conversation. This is a morning show. We've kind of been heavy this morning.
I had a blueberry muffin this morning and tea.
A blueberry muffin and tea.
I did. That was my breakfast today.
Did you make that at home?
No, I went to Tim Hortons.
You went to Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
You're always out on the road in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not anywhere near my direction to get me something.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true. I wasn't this direction.
Those were the good times.
I would work very close to here.
Yeah, but that was kind of you.
Uh-huh.
I preferred it.
This is kind.
It really
I've
is.
I've done some random things.
I'm not saying... See, you... No, you're kind.
Right.
Abby, you're kind.
Oh, look there.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, or peanut butter.
And I still don't know why the last two times I've mentioned your name, I call you Ashley. And I'm not doing that on purpose.
I'm not even going to entertain that.
I don't... No, I really don't know why it's happening. There's something going on in my brain.
You're getting me confused with your girl crush.
Is that right?
It is.
Is that
yeah.
who it is?
Yeah,
oh,
Ashley.
Man.
Yes.
No, I just don't know why that keeps happening. Because I... To be honest with you, I'm, you know, it's weird. I don't know why that's happening. Keep those thumbs moving.
Try the apple butter.
I'm going to get into this apple butter in a second. You're having a texting with who? Who are you texting over there?
Michelle,
she stopped talking in the group chat, so I don't know what's going anymore. What's she texting about? What's Michelle doing?
She likes English muffins, too.
Was Michelle happy about the gift that I gave her yesterday?
Yes, I think so.
She seemed
pretty excited about it. Well, who wouldn't be?
And I did that totally unsolicited.
That was very nice. You've never done anything nice for me.
See, you always turn it around to
see,
you.
See, look at there.
That's not true, though.
Michelle says she's making you nervous.
Who is?
Michelle.
Michelle's making me nervous?
Apparently.
No, very I nervous. Like Michelle. Oh, she said hello. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
She's making her nervous that she stopped responding in the group message.
Well, because I don't know what you two are talking about in this private text thing you got going on.
Because you're not in it because you don't text.
I don't text.
Right. So you would have been in it.
You know what? This is what the pandemic has done to people. Here's something interesting. I was watching a show for like 10 minutes last night. I didn't have much time last night to pay attention. And I don't even know what this show was. It was like some kind of documentary psychiatry show. And I'm watching, because now I'm interested in psychiatry, because when Ted Williams was in the other night and talked about his bipolar and his, I'd never heard him talk about that. I thought that was fascinating.
It was fascinating, I agree.
Oh, you listened?
I did.
Well, God bless you. I always prefer it when people listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're very oblique this morning. Are you nervous about the apple butter tasting?
No, I'm not nervous about the apple butter tasting.
Why, do you got something going on right now?
No, what do you mean?
You're just very oblique.
I wasn't expecting to come on the radio. That wasn't my
Well,
wasn't
you
my
came
thing.
In. When you come in this room, you're going to be on the radio. That's just
I
the way it
I waited until the mayor was done talking, and I came in and dropped it off. That was the plan.
What's nice. You're good.
Okay.
We're down to 9 minutes now. But, gosh, you're such a worrywart.
I'm not a worrywart.
You're a worrywart. But what was I saying? Oh, the psychiatry show last night. It's interesting because I heard somebody get up and talk. And, you know, the number one fear in the United States is public speaking, allegedly.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about how they have no problem public speaking. A matter of fact, that is where they're most comfortable.
Mm.
But they hate to talk on the telephone. They hate to call people.
Okay.
They hate, like, that is nerve-wracking for them.
Really?
Yeah. This is me. I, like, was totally self-identifying with it. Like, get me up in front of a group. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Put me on the radio, no problem. No preparation, interview. I think my blood pressure probably goes down when I'm here. But like trying to make small talk with somebody, like that girl yesterday in the store, or to walk in downstairs and ask that girl her name because she's saying hello, Scott, now in the morning, or to pick up the I don't call people because I don't like it. There's something about it. I'm not comfortable with it.
That's weird. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's just, yeah. It's not like a fear. It's just, I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, just socially awkward.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I would have used. No, not socially awkward. I love to be social with people. I just don't like any position where I have to be the initiator. Like if I go into public, that's fine. But for me to walk in downstairs, I have to initiate that. For me to call somebody, I have to initiate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, what it is.
Right.
And I don't have control over those situations because I'm initiating them.
I get that.
So it's weird. But getting up and doing this, which most people are fearful of.
Right. It's easy.
Piece of cake. Because I'm in control of it. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And now we're going to go in deep on the apple butter. I wanted to read what she was saying because I got a lot of messages here. What did she say? This is a good topic. And she hates calling people, too.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
See, we have the same disease, Michelle. We should go get diagnosed together. Yeah, seeing somebody's face. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You don't have this problem?
No.
No, you've called me. I just don't answer the phone when you call. That's another problem I have. I don't answer the phone.
You have to know when I call you, though, I'm at work. So, like, I'm calling you for work. That's the only time I've ever called you is at work.
Well, I'm not saying.
So you would be like, oh, maybe I should answer her phone call.
No.
She can't text me. Maybe I should answer her phone call when we're at work and she needs to get to me.
I don't avoid your phone calls. I'm just saying that this is a thing with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But you got to answer it sometimes, like at work.
I hit a button here and answer the phone. Other than that, I'm really not all that into answering the telephone.
And you're just comfortable with that because you can't see them
anyway,
or what?
I don't know.
You asked for them to do it?
There are only certain phone calls I'll answer. I'll say that.
Okay.
Like people I'm totally comfortable with or people I actually want to talk to, I'll answer their phone calls.
Sure.
But other than that, no. I don't want to talk to people. Just a thing.
That's okay.
I saw that. I wish I would have paid attention to the show longer. Maybe I would have found out what disease I have.
Right.
I don't know
what
it was.
We'll have to look that up.
It was very strange.
I'm sure it's got a name.
All right, we're going in deep here.
Oh, gosh.
English muffin. Oh, see, when you say, oh, gosh, that makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous.
English muffins and homemade apple butter.
There you go.
First of all, now, we heard the story about the... You made the dumplings because of the birthday. That was very nice.
Yes.
So, what is the story behind the apple butter?
I literally had everything at home to make it except for the apples. So, I just had to get apples.
Right.
And I've said
but are like
long.
The people in your home who have a great like for apple butter?
Oh, yeah.
There you
go. Yeah, I love apple butter.
You love apple butter.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm trying to give you a compliment here. This is why they don't come very often.
I know. What am I supposed to say? Thank you. Yeah, no, I wanted to make it, and I had everything to have it. So.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
We're going in deep on an English muffin. Well, I know I like the English muffin.
There's something.
And I have nothing to drink here.
That's not, I'm sorry. Like, that's not my fault.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I
can't help with that.
If I, this is a bad combination because I'm on the radio right now, and if I start to choke.
So I'll just sing the song on the way out?
Yeah, you have about 4 minutes left to stall, so get ready.
Right.
And the way you're texting, I don't know if you'll make it that long. So
eat
get
the,
ready.
Eat the muffin.
Oh, there's a call coming in.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Let's see who this call is. You know what? We are going to actually hold off because I want to eat this apple butter. So we're going to get to that momentarily.
Okay.
So let me see here what I'm going to do with this particular thing. So what did you listen earlier on this morning? Did you hear the Maze and Kreskin?
I did.
Now know when the pandemic's going to end?
I don't think he knows, does he?
It's quite possible he doesn't. It didn't seem like he did this morning,
like
did it?
He knew.
I went around the block as much as I could on that particular
subject.
Yeah,
he didn't really.
And it didn't seem to.
I don't think he liked that he didn't. The last thing he was talking about wasn't accurate. Or when he was on a month ago, he wasn't very spot on.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he liked saying that.
So maybe he didn't want to.
He didn't
want
to comment any further?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, here we go. Knocking it back.
Okay, I won't watch.
Is it that bad?
I don't know. No, I mean...
You're making me nervous. All right, homemade apple butter made on your stove.
No, made in the crock pot.
Made on the crock pot.
Yes.
Macintosh apples.
And Gala apples.
And Gala apples.
Yes.
Here we go. On an English muffin on this April day.
Are you documenting this? I'm trying, when
the CSI people come in later on, I'm trying to save them some time. They can just piece this all together real quickly. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Go.
Homemade. And you've never made apple butter before.
No, I've never made it.
Just so we have it on the record.
I
want all this on the record.
Never made it.
Documented for the authorities.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Here we go. I know. It's one of those mornings, isn't it?
So nerve-wracking.
Well, say something, because I'm going to have my mouth full here for a second.
Okay.
This is radio.
See what I need to do? Like, the drum roll, please?
The drum roll, and talk about something for a minute.
Okay, here we go. He's taking a bite. Oh, that's a puzzled face.
No. It's actually good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're surprised.
No, I didn't. You built it up like it was so bad.
No, I didn't build it up like it was bad. I didn't try it.
This is the kind of apple butter I like.
Oh,
because,
it is.
Yes, because it's not particularly sweet, but it's not particularly dull either.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the apple butter that is in stores. It tastes like overly sweet to me.
Oh, okay.
And this tastes pretty good. This tastes like good stuff.
Great.
And the English muffin's not bad either.
Oh, good.
I thought maybe you had these sitting around for six or eight months.
You know, whoever that is. No. No.
That's really good.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to go home and try some then.
You never tried this before you brought this in here?
No, I really didn't. You think I was not telling you true? No, I really didn't try it. Like, I smelled it, you know, if you're cooking something for so long and then I didn't want to eat it after I tried it. And I had a blueberry muffin this morning, so.
So this just came hot off the, how long did it take you to make this? What was the process?
Oh, Lord. it was like 12 hours in the.
12 hours.
Yeah.
12 hours of work you put in.
Steve helped me peel all the apples last night, and we cut them up and put them in the crock pot. And then you just add some different spices and brown sugar and sugar, and it cooked overnight.
There is brown sugar in it. See, people say there's not brown sugar. I know there was brown sugar in apple butter.
Yeah, there was like a whole cup of brown sugar, and cinnamon, allspice, and nutmeg.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nutmeg?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know there was nutmeg. Where'd you get the recipe?
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So this is going to be like a thing for you now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like I said, I had everything at home to make it. So I was like, I'll just get some apples and try the apple butter.
So you had all the nutmeg and the brown sugar and the...
I bake a lot. You know that.
Whoop-de-doo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know that for sure, but I assume you tell me you do.
I didn't have allspice, so I just looked up how to make allspice, and then I had the spices to make allspice.
Macintosh apples are not cheap.
No, it's pretty cheap, I think.
It's not like buying a car, but it's...
I had like $6 in apples, maybe. It was like six pounds of apples, though.
Oh, you had to have 6 pounds of apples?
6 pounds of apples, yeah.
This is very good. Now, see, this is nice. Now, here, I just want to go on the record. You did a nice thing, since you think I'm always chastising you for all kinds of things, calling you by the wrong name and calling you the other girl and that sort of thing.
Among other things, yes, that's true.
No,
This is of late, like the other girl and Ashley.
And the Ashley thing is just a total, I don't know what that is. That's not me trying to do anything. That's me just being apparently in the early stages of dementia.
Just totally drawing a blank.
No, I don't even draw a blank. I really think that's your name for some reason when I'm introduced. Because, you know, I don't introduce you all the time.
After 6 months, you have and you've said my name how many times?
Three.
Oh, stop.
I don't know. But no, I forget. By the way, what about the promotion for the podcast?
Oh, I didn't put that up, did I? See? Failed.
I know. But no, I'm not even going to harp on that this morning, because it is so nice of you what you did here. Made homemade apple butter, dropped it by on an English muffin, no less.
There you go.
So how cool are you?
I'm pretty cool. Ask my kids.
You're the person of the day today with the apple
good.
Butter.
Well, I'm glad it was good. Glad you were the...
It only took 6 months, but you know what?
Taste tester.
We're not going to complain.
I didn't know 6 months ago that you wanted apple butter. I didn't know this
if
at all.
If you did, you would have been Johnny on the spot back then.
I said apple butter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Scott liked apple butter. There you go. So I brought you apple butter.
You did.
Yes.
And I'm so impressed. So it's very cool. This has been a lot of fun this morning.
Yes.
I think we've actually accomplished quite a few things.
We have.
All right. Abby, got it right.
Got it right.
Abby Umali in the studio.
Right.
No. Abby Croman here this morning with the homemade apple butter. How about that? Who would have thought that would have been a thing? Today, Adam the Computer Guy, 2 to 3, Voice of a People, 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. You don't want to miss any of these programs right here on WWGH Radio. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Don't miss that for Love Nor Money. Stay tuned for more programming. Peace out.
M is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanical.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor